So let's start it off. Welcome to Straight Facts by Marok Oris. This is going to be an episode centered around the moon, the full moon that just passed. From my perspective, it was the full moon in Virgo. And from what I understand, it's also from a lot of perspectives as well, from that southern hemisphere. For me, it was we are in Geb season, and it is under the full moon of Virgo. Moon, since you are kind of new, you want to break down from your perspective what that full moon meant for you?
Yeah, sure. I have found this one actually pretty interesting compared to a lot of the other full moons. This one doesn't feel sort of... It feels more inwardly energetic versus outwardly energetic. So normally, you know, people get like really hyped up. They have crazy dreams. They're, you know, more likely to take risks and things like that. But this one really feels more introspective. And I believe that a lot of people who have been spending a lot of time in their shadow and working on themselves and working towards their goals are going to have a really great month this month, because all their hard work is going to be paying off. And feels like, I believe it's also the worm moon. And so there's a lot of things like emerging and sort of taking shape. It's very exciting.
Absolutely. Star, you want to chime in a little bit if you want to?
That was beautiful. I just want to say, to piggyback on what Moon was
Thank
saying.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would totally agree. I definitely feel that it was very introverted. You know, as we know, like as Virgo is very much of, like, it's very mercurial and analytical and stuff, I definitely felt it being introverted and thinking a lot about where I was going in terms of life. And I saw that in a lot of my close relatives and friends as well. And so for me, it was a lot about growing and seeing where I could do more work and apply more in different areas of my life. And I thought it was a very... what's the word we say? I don't know. It just felt like a composting.
Composting. I heard someone say that this is about, this full moon was about digestion. So like use everything you've learned, digest it, and get it out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And so as I touched on it, like I said, from a kinetic sense, from the southern hemisphere, it is, like I said, it is a Geb season. Geb is a ancient Kemetic god, ancient Egyptian god. And that started around on the 23rd of February. And his lucky color would be, from what I've seen, understand, I think it's like violet in a sense. He also has a sacred animal. If you look at Geb, he always is on his iconography. He has a goose on his head.
A goose.
Yes, absolutely. So it's always been that iconic figure of that goose, also always being that figurine in other Kemetic or Egyptian important peoples. Like you think of the serpent as well, because King Tut would often have the serpent on his crown as well. If you look at his coffin that they excavated. With Geb, he is a centerpiece, and he symbolizes the earth that be. In the north, we are in Pisces, and in that southern hemisphere again. We just so happen to be in Virgo, and I'm understanding also that Virgo is universal right now, because you kind of see that throughout other traditions too. Very interesting.
Yeah, this full moon was there's a lot of energy. And I noticed, like, with Virgo energy too, there's a lot of I would say it's very communicative. Like, I feel like people are getting messages across easily. I feel like there's a lot of like, even at work earlier today, there was just like so much communication. There was like a lot of like
the synchronicity
data and what was that?
The synchronicities too. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was great. Synchronicities have been really, really strong. As a Scorpio rising, this full moon is in my 11th house, because my 11th house is Virgo. So it's been like, it's a very very Aquarian, very Mercurial type of like full moon energy for me. I was painting and stuff. Yeah, it was great. I've been vibing with this full moon. And I'm a Sagittarius sun, so I tend to attract a lot of Virgos into my life somehow also. So so Virgo energy is really, really, really great. I dig it.
I've been exhausted, honestly. Normally moons, like I said, make me feel like super energized and like anything is possible. I can just take on all these new things. I've been like taking naps, man. I've been flowing with it. Like I'm not mad at rest. I love my rest, yeah. But it's just uncharacteristic. Like, I don't know.
What do you guys think of the symbolic Virgo sign that is the maiden?
With the maiden. So I really dig like maiden and Virgo together because it is very much like that. And then there's also like the, like, you know, the harvest. When I hear about like Virgo and like maiden, I also think about like those like circular, you know, swords that they use to like cut the wheat and things like that. Mm-hmm. I always think of like really positive energy of like fruitfulness. I also think of like Woodstock too as like Virgo energy. I think Woodstock happened when their moon was in Virgo. It wasn't a full moon, but you know, the moon was in Virgo during one of the days of Woodstock. And just that like free spirited, but yet like wanting to do better and like be better, no matter what that is for you, and like your like life and knowing like how to adjust, right? Because Virgo is all about adjustment, making adjustment where things need to be, like, if you need more rest or if you need to work on some, you know, project that you're doing on and things like that. So it's for the maiden, I definitely feel like can be like a very go-getter energy, right? It's like the youthful prime type of, well, not prime, because prime would be like the mother, right? But like it's very youthful, mm-hmm. and very energetic.
Yeah.
But also it's like in those like beginning phases, you're like learning so much about lessons and mistakes, you know, it's like that very, it's very, very mercurial because it's where a lot of adjustments take place or begin to when you like make a lot of mistakes and things like that. So.
Absolutely. And I noticed that you're making a sense of Mercury quite often and building upon that association between Virgo and Mercury, that intelligence, that communication, things of that nature. Are you seeing signs of Mercury in your everyday life since that full moon?
Does anybody want to go first? Or I could go. I don't know.
You can go. It's okay. I can go second.
Yeah, no, with Mercury, I've definitely felt... So with me, like, I felt like a lot of more positive energy because, like, coming from like the waning moon, I always get like really tired around that time, and so like sometimes around full moons, I'm like, so for me, it's interesting because moon, you know, what you were saying earlier, like usually you're energetic. For me, sometimes around mm-hmm. the full moon, I'm like I'm less energetic, and then around like the waning moon, I would get like more energetic. It's so odd, but like around this full moon, I've had like a lot of energy and like gotten a lot of things done, and so it was like, I don't know, with the Mercury, I definitely feel that aspect. And then I think it was, I don't know, I've also felt a lot of much more positive energy of like trying to stay on top of like my thoughts and not let my not drift away so often into any type of like negative thinking and stuff like that.
For sure.
Cause my head kind of like goes, I'm all over the place. And so sometimes I get trapped in like thought patterns and I'm like, why was I thinking about that for 5 minutes? But but this couple of past days has been really good of like, actually I should think about something else and maybe go do something productive instead of thinking about this.
Yeah, you can like reroute easier.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, for me, I definitely agree with that. I feel like my mental like processes have been way more active, and not just like the ability to formulate thoughts and like think them through to their completion, but also like knowing what is, like you said, important to think about, what is using my energy in a positive way, not just draining it in these weird spirals in my head. Like, it's important to be aware of that. So for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And when you really think about, I'm still on the wave of like everyday life, right? Because I want to see like maybe outside of like the Mercury in that communication, what really probably stood out as far as like maybe some of the aspects that really came with the full moon outside of just like that Mercury growth. Like for me, when it comes to Virgo and even Geb in that sense, right? I've seen much more abundance in my life. I've seen abundance in way of opportunity. I've seen abundance in way of...
like fertilizing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I just moved into a new place. You know, friends are hitting me up saying congratulations. I had just graduated with my master's in psychology.
Congratulations again for that, by the way. That is a remarkable accomplishment. That was not easy.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes, thank you guys. Absolutely. I appreciate that so much. So yeah, that's just a few examples of just like how I am making those connections between the Virgo full moon and Geb season for me. Can y'all point out to any like new things that might be in conjunction to what we have now with this full moon?
Could I actually ask a question, like answer your question with a question? Is there any aspect of Geb or like the season surrounding Geb that has to do with like cutting ties and releasing things not serving you? Because where you've had friends hitting you up, I've actually lost a few really longtime friends, and it's for the greater good. But I just feel like there's a lot of energy also falling away this season, not just growing, but also like older patterns are being shed and like things are being released. So I'm just curious if that, there's any of elements of that in your background that you're working with.
Right. So, I mean, Geb, I don't know if I would say directly having any type of historical connection to maybe cutting a tie. He was one that really made a lot of connections, especially when it came to connections to Earth, to his son Osar, also known as Osiris, as well. So, you know, the powers that be that in which he would really bring forth was much more within a sense of like healing and fertility, in that sense. Maybe you could. I wouldn't say I'm the absolute expert on Geb specifically, but I know that from the story I do know of from him, he's played a role in major significance in bonding than destroying.
Okay, so then maybe it's not as important who's leaving, but it's more important the new connections that I'm forging, that I'm, you know, fostering now that I have room for them. So that's beautiful. I like that. That would be a big way that I'm feeling that energy right now, because there have been some transitions in my personal life lately. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and the reason why I brought up the whole mating thing was because, you know, I just thought it was also beautiful in a sense. First of all, making that connection between it being Women's History Month, and then, you know, having the beautiful aspect of what the woman embodies, you know. She embodies.
Yes, happy Woman's Month.
Yes,
thank you. I'll take that. Thank you.
Yes, all of the gifts your way.
Yes, and that's something I really wanted to expound upon, because, you know, who are we without the woman, of course, as well. And so, you know, bringing forth that connection that we have with the maiden, and then with Women's History Month, and then also women being astute to being communicators and about fertility as well. We have to acknowledge the womanhood in the Virgo sign and how much that has bring forth so much compatibility and positivity. So that's why I really wanted to focus in on that as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, yeah, because when we think of like Virgo, also like right in Latin, it's virgin, and so like,
yeah,
I also think of, like, you know, Virgin Mary and, like,
yeah,
you know, like, that ability to also, like, not only of, like, the sweetness of the woman and, like, the ability to nurture, which is, like, you know, very earthly and very, you know, Virgo, but also that, like how we were saying earlier, like, the ability to, like, communicate and make change and make adjustments, which is, like, the mercurial side, that mental side, ability to, you know, take leadership in different areas of, like, where we need to. Yeah. And, yeah, that's really beautiful. Yeah, this
is I know you got some facts for today.
Ooh, drop some facts on us.
Hey.
I know you got, because you do it every time. So you,
I do it every time. I do. I know. Yeah, so today's actually the 8th, so we're actually moving into Saturn is entering into Pisces as well as the Sun. Ooh. That's really interesting. So if anyone was born between 95, I think, and 96, I'm not so sure on that day because Saturn is wonky with how it moves. But people will likely be experiencing some Saturn return. Saturn right now is going to be entering into Pisces, is in Pisces. And then it goes back into Aquarius and then back into Pisces again on a later date. But right now we're experiencing that first half. I was born in 95, so my Saturn is in Pisces. So I'm experiencing a little bit of that, too.
Yeah. God bless you. Probably,
I know. yeah. So it's like, oof. Everybody has been like, oh, you're going to have your Saturn return. I'm like,
you're just like, stop telling me. I know, I'm living it. Like,
I know, yes, literally. so many interesting things are happening. Luckily, like, right now, you know, there's, like, the full moon in conjunction with it too. So Maroc was saying earlier, I've been having, like, opportunities and, like, that sort of earthly thing come in, as well as, like, kind of like what you mentioned too about, like, the ends and, like, cutting ties. And for me, it's like I noticed, like, the tie kind of part with, like, some areas of my life, especially in, like, regards to, like, work and, like, noticing how certain things are, like, falling into place where I'm just kind of like, this is good, this is not so good, and knowing when to, like, conserve my energy, like, in regards to certain things. So that's been really helpful because, you know, Virgo can get real sassy also. So.
And so, anyone that knows a Virgo can attest, it can get a little sassy.
It can get a little sassy, yes. So, yeah. And any other things? But yeah, Saturn into Pisces right now, we can, you know, a lot of the, not to talk about the news or anything crazy, but, like, a lot of things that have been happening, you know, with, like, the derailments, one that happened in Ohio, things like that. I sense with Saturn and Pisces, we could, like, definitely feel, like, movement coming in towards with, like, regulations. Like, if we live here, like, I think all of us live in, yeah, we're all living in America. So, like, regulations in regards to, like, water and things like that, we could probably see in the next coming years that Saturn is going to be in Pisces. Pluto is moving into Aquarius soon, too. So there's a lot of interesting things happening right now in regards to the collective, but also, like, on a weird, societal level, so many new changes. You know, AI is coming into play. It's real. Right. It's getting real weird. And Pisces AI is very is weird. Crazy. Aquarius is real weird. Yeah, she's crazy, right? Yeah, it's getting crazy, y'all.
Listen, love it. Go ahead. Wait a
minute. I was gonna say, what does Pluto and Aquarius mean for us? Like, in short form, just tiny, quick answer. What is that gonna mean?
Yeah, so that'll be definitely a lot. So positives, I would definitely say, like, innovation. Individualism, not, like, having to lean on the, you know, powers that be as much, and, like, really birthing, like, new innovation and love and wealth and health from ourselves. The negatives are going to be the things like, the negatives would be, like, because people say, like, Aquarius is, like, the alien of the zodiac, so the negatives would be sort of, like, that area of, like, you know, people trying to take control over others, and interesting things happening with science and using kind of like the evil genius type of energy, like using science for bad things. So we could definitely see more of that, like, type of energy coming into with in regards to, like, you know, hopefully nothing too crazy because we've already had, like, pandemics and whatnot. But
yeah,
definitely it's that sort of energy. But the Virgo full moon is, is here. I don't see, yeah, I feel anything more positive than anything. I feel like it's a lot of, kind of like what you were saying also, like letting go. Like cutting off of things, adjustments.
And just a quick question, because I do know we are also in the worm moon, and that was much more to the indigenous populations over here in America. Moon, you kind of brought that up. Did you know more to expound upon that as well?
I know a little bit. A lot of my knowledge is very surface level because I'm not, you know, an in-depth studier of this kind of stuff. I work mostly with crystals and, you know, I do, like you said, animism, that type of thing. So I work a lot with just spirit in general, but I do know that there is a sense of things emerging and taking shape. Like I said before, I think it's interesting you also brought up the maiden because the element of fertility is like, it's not just a fertility of a person's body. It's like a fertility of thought and of new ideas. So like you're being able to dream like your wildest dreams and actually make them take shape. Like people are, these crazy blessings are manifesting for people right now. And there's very strongly the idea of not getting in your own way. So just like allowing life to unfold, allowing you to be as magical as you were born to be, you know, and just, kind of letting your true self emerge and, you know, come out from the ground. The winter is ending, you know, the season of staying inwards is sort of ending. I still feel like with this moon, we get a little bit of that, like introverted, like you said, sorry, that energy, but we're moving past that. We're moving back out into the world. We're connecting with people again and we're making things happen. We're making things real.
Well, yeah, you know a whole lot more than what you're trying to let off.
right. I was like, that was a gem right there.
Right.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, as soon as you said, like, emerge, that was, like, a key word for me because of the fact that, yeah, one of the key reasons why, you know, we would have it or symbolize it as the worm moons because they would literally, you know, start to emerge from
the ground. Come out about the ground,
yeah. Soil, and, you know, and that was symbolic of change, symbolic of the spring season over here in the northern hemisphere. So, yeah, absolutely, it was definitely... something you already knew a whole lot about.
No, humility always. I can always learn more. I am an eternal student. I think that's why people respect me as a teacher because I always have more to learn forever. Oh, yes. There will never be an end to that.
Yes.
I appreciate that mentality. This is, before we transition to our last segment, this is something that we just started, me and Ishtari, last time we talked, and it's called Absolute Fun.
Yay!
Yes, we are in Absolute Fun. And Absolute Fun Moon is basically just silly. It's not so serious questions or scenarios in which I'm just going to come up with. And we're just going to have fun with it and just see how it goes. So, yes.
Okay, I'm down.
So, this is for anybody who wants to go first. Name a celebrity you think would have a good time introducing your spirituality to and why.
I can go first because I am trying to manifest a dream of mine right now. If I really think that I would connect well with Lizzo. I am obsessed with Lizzo. I've been obsessed with her for years and years. And every time I learn more about her, I love her more. And I know she is big on spirituality and big on letting people be who they are. So I feel like already it's an easy, you know, she's an easy person to talk to. And I feel like she would, like, if I sat down and tried to do a crystal reading for her, she'd be like, girl, no way. And like, she'd want to hear more.
Yeah.
That's just what I pictured in my head. So I think if I could start with anyone, it would be Miss Lizzo because she's amazing.
Yeah, and first of all, in that flute, for example, I believe the flute that she has is a talisman or something because that thing is just encapsulating. You know, it kind of draws you in.
It's literally got its own personality and Instagram page, and she's named it, so I believe that's true.
It's definitely a tool for magic. She should be using it for it at that point too. So yeah, I think Lizzo was a great pick. Ishtar, did you have somebody in mind? Or should I go?
I would go with SZA. Because I would be so, I would be so interested to hear what SZA would say. Like, I just feel like SZA would just, I feel like SZA's just so personal. Like, she's just so, she's that girl. And, like, it, like, she would just have, like, so much, like, to say, like, in regards to, like, what she thinks of, like, things in life, too. And I would, honestly, I would like to just listen to, listen to, I almost said Lizzo. I would love to listen to Lizzo. And SZA, and just, I would just, you know, I would just be gagging at everything that she was saying and all the things that she's been through. I'm like, girl, how was the Grammys?
You know she's got some stories.
Yes.
Yes, I love SZA, and I like that new album, SOS. It's a complete playthrough, no skips. Absolutely love it.
That part.
And SZA, I don't know if you know this already, she's already into crystals. Yeah, if you look at any of her interviews, yeah, she's definitely into crystals. She grew up Muslim, I believe.
I did not know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, and she talks about the molecular structure of, like, crystals. I remember hearing her say stuff like that. So, yeah, actually, I'm kind of glad that you picked SZA, because it was either going to be SZA for me or ASAP Rocky.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, I pick ASAP Rocky because, first of all, anybody who makes a song called LSD, I think they are. I think they are very much open and intrigued by spirituality when it comes to amulets, crystals, talismans, you know, incense, all this stuff. I think he would be very much interested in it. And to be honest, I think his wife would be interested in it too. You know, Rihanna. Are they married? Did I just skip this, jump the gun?
Oh, you jumped the broom.
I did jump the broom. I did jump the broom.
But hey, it's probably on the way. I don't know. I know Rihanna's a Pisces, so she might be like, you know, they're in a dream world. I feel like once you hook up with the Pisces, you're just in a dream world. You're just living dreams.
Wait, who's the Pisces?
Rihanna.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure of his sign. I'm curious to know. That would be cool.
Google says they're not married, but there's been talks of an engagement in the works. So who knows?
Ooh. Hey, this Virgo full moon is manifesting a lot.
Wait, now I need to know. I kind of want to know when. Oh, October 3rd is when ASAP Rocky was born. Okay.
Are we about to do his birth chart just live on the pod? Like, let's figure this out. Right. We need to know.
Oh, so he's what? Oh, he's a Libra.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just think that ASAP will be an interesting person to get to know in that sense. Ooh. and try to introduce a couple of little tidbits too about Kemetism. I mean, you know, he might be there for it. Yeah, no. But I did definitely enjoy my time here speaking to you guys. Oh my God, so much fun. That's why I am looking forward to eventually even doing a live, as Moon did introduce too. So maybe we look forward to that, whether that be through what, Instagram or TikTok, whatever the case may be. I don't really care. We can go ahead and do it if y'all feel comfortable doing so. And then we can always return back to the podcast too if we want to do that too. But definitely, you guys are amazing. I think we definitely gelled and had a lot of fun here. And yes, I thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. I had a great time. Thank you. It was nice to meet y'all.
Find full episodes of the podcast featuring Straight Facts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Also, check out our Instagram for more Maroc Auras content, including the shop and our subscription service for exclusives. Peace, Mer. I'm Monroe.